B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm giddy with anticipation on our first question tonight, because this is going to prove whether or not this was an April Fool's joke.
Chris Wagner?
Yes.
Of the Boston Bruins is with us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Are you playing tonight?
Nope. Oh. Just coming to hang out with you guys.
I love you. You know that?
Awesome. This is awesome.
That tells us that's a sign of character right there, what kind of guy you are. I appreciate you coming on. Seriously, though.
I'm the positive guy right now. Are you kidding me? April 1st. Starting to get nice out, so
I got the
the
announcement
the Cape soon. Be fishing.
Got the announcement on the golf course opening date. So we have an opening date. It's getting close.
I'll be ready.
All right. So
actually, I don't know if I will be. I haven't swung a club in quite some time.
So. Yeah, you'll good. That'll be.
Yeah, your summer got all screwed up last year with the COVID.
I know, but pandemic. I honestly think I played in like December, maybe like. December 10th or something, my last round, around there. So
okay.
And then I played a ton right out of the bubble. Wow. Like every day, potentially 36. So that was fun. Fall golf's awesome. I never really get to do it. So it was a good time.
Well, once you get married, you won't be doing 36 a day anymore. I can tell you that much.
Well, 18 was Kate and then 18 of the boys.
Oh, there you go. All right, good. Oh, good. Yeah. Good. You're doing it right. I think Beetle, we should give Chris his choice. Do you want to talk some hockey, as much hockey as we want, or no hockey?
I don't know. It's up. What do you guys have? Give me a question and I'll see if I want to answer it or not.
Now you have to have a question.
Yeah, now you got
to
have a question.
Part two.
All right,
you got to be ready.
What's going on with Tuukka? When's he? How come he can't even practice now?
I think he's recovering, but they're definitely going to be more cautious this time. I don't think it's major. I don't even know what the reports are. This is what happens when you're not on Twitter. You don't see what the team's saying about it. So you got to be cautious. I got to be cautious too.
So this has been like a week or two now with no social?
I think I'm on. This Saturday will be three.
How is it?
It's great. It's I'm not connected in the sports world as much. I would probably go back to Twitter just for the like news aspect, and I would go back to Instagram. Instagram's pretty useless.
Do you have a burner? Overall.
Yeah, you have a burner account?
No. No, I got plenty of buddies who do that for me.
Right. Just text you with the pertinent news.
Yeah.
That's better.
We had some guy today who called and said he thought he had found, Andrew Milton thought he found Cam Newton's burner account.
How do you even prove that, though?
Well, we looked at the tweets and we've decided, we've issued a judgment that it is not Cam Newton. It can't be.
No, okay.
Yeah, it's too goofy.
But that's the great thing about hurling an accusation like Twitter burner account. There's no real proof either way. So, you know, it's fun to throw up against the wall. But then
if you guys say it is the burner account, then half of New England thinks it's his burner account.
Giving us way. Too much credit.
Right.
No, I'm not. I'm giving the people not enough credit, probably. I don't know how you would care that much about what Twitter thinks to create a burner account.
Oh, you know there are some guys that care about how much, you know, what's being said on Twitter, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
you
had to have known somebody at some point that did care what was being said on there about whatever they had going on.
I think it affects guys, but if you're going to the point where making burner accounts to chirp people back, then I think we should go see the team psychiatrist or something for sure.
Do you have a team shrink?
Yeah, I wouldn't say shrink, but yeah, we have a guy we talk to and we used to have meetings with before COVID. Yeah, Dr. Ant, he's awesome.
Really?
Don't say shrink. That has a negative connotation, Hardy.
Does it really?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's not a nice word.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, head shrinker. Do you talk about like sports psychology stuff, or is it just a little bit of everything?
Yeah, it's a lot of sports psychology stuff. Red brain versus blue brain. You want to be more in the blue brain. Red brain is uncontrolled aggression and all the bad stuff. So you got to channel that to make it more blue brain and use the controlled aggression, not let things get to you. So, yeah, I've talked to him a good amount of times last month or so.
I'm going to look into that. I've heard a left brain, right brain, but I've never heard a red brain, blue brain.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we use. Yeah.
All right.
So.
You want to be operating in the right space already.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Would you give up the 15th overall pick for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't know. I was just listening to the last 40 minutes a little bit, driving home from the rink. Who was just on before me? Was that a caller? Or was that like a writer or something?
Who? When? We didn't have anybody on. Well,
no, you didn't? Oh, okay.
It would have been a caller.
You guys let him talk? Yeah.
Yeah.
About,
it was Tom in Londonderry. Yeah, the guy goes on and on and on. I mean, he was fired up.
Yeah. Yeah, he was fired up. Jeez. But I think, like you said, Hardy, at the end of that, like, there's no way they're trading up to 8 to get Mac Jones. That's not them. So, but I mean, Jimmy G is 30, but he's still, you know, if you get 6 or 7 decent years out of him, you're still in a better place than probably having Cam at the end of his career.
And I think
why not?
I think and I'm the only one who seems to think this. I think now, not for a top 5 or even a top 10 pick in this draft, but first rounder from middle and below. I think that's a fair ask for Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know that they'll get it, but I don't think they're out of line in asking.
No, and like even having a guy out of the, you know. Like, yeah, like Trevor Lawrence is like a sure thing. But no, like, there's no sure things really once you get past the lottery picks. Like, Mac Jones could easily be a flop, too. And at least Jimmy G has played in the league and has had some success. So you know what you're getting when you're drafting a kid in the, you know, mid first round, late first round. You never know what's going to happen.
I was going to say our only other guest today was Greg Carville from UMass. With them being back in the Frozen Four, I didn't know if you've been watching their games or anything. You know, keeping track of them, seeing how well they're doing, seeing how they're on the way maybe to a national title. I don't know if you saw any of that. Just that was our other guest today.
No, I'm still bitter that that nobody in Massachusetts won me to play college hockey for them. So I haven't really paid attention to that.
Yep. And they're all kicking themselves
all
now.
Right, then. All right, fair enough. Have you heard Zoe's new single? We're wondering if maybe we could send it over to you guys and you play it in the locker room. We're trying to make it the hit of the summer. Zoe put together a song this week. It's called Sexy Lady.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
you hit it right on the head. Have a quick listen. Ready? Listen to this.
What you doing over there? I see you walking like that. Where you going?
Enough.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah. Oh, that's so. That's really so.
Oh, my.
We're thinking for charity, you know, or, you know.
Okay. Bruins warm-up music.
Yeah. Or goal song. Yeah. Maybe it's time for a change with the goal song.
I don't know. I've heard his Kia Pride thing, and that doesn't sound like he can hit those high notes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when he does the feel the difference, the pride.
Yeah.
He's toned deaf every time. He's definitely tone deaf, so he has a hard time carrying
Are you a master's guy, Chris?
like golf, the Masters. Yeah, I just was looking at DJ's lineup for his menu. Pretty boring.
Oh, we normally do like a segment on that every year.
We would have to do that today, Hardy, because today's the day for it. Oh, yeah. No, we could do it. It's already out next week, right?
Well, okay. Champions Dinner will be next Tuesday night, I think they do that. Maybe Wednesday night before the tournament starts.
Sorry, I'm just a little confused. Hardy just told me that he was doing his annual Masters pool, and I think I missed the invite.
No, you're still invited. Okay. There's a couple of them. What's on the DJ menu?
I saw it in my group chat. It was like, it's lobster and
It's pigs in a blanket and lobster corn fritters is the appetizer.
Yeah.
The first course is the house salad or Caesar salad, family style sides of mashed potatoes and spring vegetables, the main course, filet and sea bass. Dessert, peach cobbler and apple pie with vanilla ice cream. That is vanilla, the entire menu.
Yeah.
That's very straightforward. Yeah. It's like going to a wedding.
Which begs the question, what would be your Masters champion dinner, Chris Wagner?
Oh, that's a lot on the spot. Jeez.
No, it's not. You could just think quickly about a food that you like that you think, say, 30 other guys would also enjoy.
I think I'd go appetizer, scallops wrapped in bacon.
Solid.
Is this your wedding menu? Then, is this what you're giving us?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You guys
know what we're going to eat now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough to like get away from the standard salads. I would either go arugula with like some burrata in it, some tomatoes, balsamic.
Oh my God. Foodie.
No wonder why you thought this was a hard question on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't want to just say what he just wrote, like Caesar salad, house salad, filet. But I mean, I love steak. I would like a bone-in ribeye or something.
I was going to say a bone-in cowboy ribeye, something like that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
call.
That'd be elite. And then sides, maybe like a twice baked potato with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Bacon, and then
all that stuff.
We need dessert.
Yeah. Dessert. Well, I don't know. You can get creative with dessert. Something with like Oreo in it, maybe. Like a truffle kind of thing. Like a Oreo truffle. My aunt makes something like that.
Oh, a trifle.
A trifle.
I thought you wanted
trifle,
like mushrooms and Oreos.
Yeah, a trifle.
A nice Oreo trifle.
Words are hard, Chris.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Glasheen throwing some shade over here. Have you heard this guy Glasheen messing up his reads today, left and right?
Yeah, what happened in that last one? I heard who was controlling the someone came in out of nowhere. Was that Hardy?
No, that's the Man Rocket. That's T-Bone. He's in there messing with him.
Sorry, he's a BC High guy.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. But the Oreo trifle, that's strong. I think people would enjoy it, and it's a nice way to pop, because chocolate. I think if you don't include some chocolate in the dessert, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I would go with that, and then my mom makes a good Swedish apple pie, a little different. It's more like a crumble kind of thing. So you got to keep both options open, fruity and then chocolate.
How European.
It's a hell of a
That's
menu.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I know.
Before we let you go, T-Bone put together what it would sound like if we were to have the Bruins goal song become Zoe's single.
Oh.
You got creative. Give it a whirl there. I think it works. I think it's something to consider.
Not bad. I'll talk to some people.
All right. Chris, appreciate your time.
All right. See you guys.
All right, see ya. Chris Wagner with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Oh,
should have asked him if it was Vladar.
Right.
Vladar. I know it's me. Vladar.
Are we going to trust Glasheen on pronunciations?
Vladar. Vladar.
It's there Vladar.
Vladar.
Damn it, T-Bone. Today's your day.
There is ongoing contract tracing.
We're going to get Glasheen in here more often.
Hold on. Well, contract's a word. Just, you know.
So is ISIS. But I don't think the solar company, who's a relatively new advertiser, wants to be called that, jackass.
It's like that ISIS story.
Sorry about the jackass thing, Glasheen. I was out of line.
You're not sorry.
Go to ISIS.
I want to, Hardy, have you told people what you would have on your Masters menu? Do you have a menu?
No.
To be put on the spot?
No, it's like touching the Stanley Cup. I don't want to give it out there because then it'll never happen.
More of your calls are on the way. 617-779-0985. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Skipping right there. Every time we play this now, we get accused of ripping off Barstool.
Why do they play this?
Yeah, it's on the start of the podcast.
Oh,
but we are.
We've been playing this for
12 years.
Yeah.
It's been in our rotation of break it out every now and again.
As glitchy as it is, it's better than the start of Major League Baseball, especially for a certain network.
Unbelievable.
So what happened in there?
Milliken.
Milliken, yeah.
Milliken.
He's in there watching the start of the Yankees game.
Of course he is. What happened? Give us a play-by-play.
Yeah, so in typical ESPN fashion, like they did last year, they completely missed the first batter of the game.
What do you mean missed the first batter?
Just they came back from break, and the second hitter was up, and they were rolling from there.
Entire at-bat?
Yeah, they completely missed the first at-bat of the game.
I thought you meant the first pitch.
No, first at-bat, all of it, and then right into the, you know, just like that.
To be fair, the game moves fast.
Yeah. They did this to the Red Sox last year, and I think they missed the first two batters of the game.
In the first inning?
The hell is wrong with them?
How is that possible?
And that's their bread and butter.
Are the first game. That is the first. Did anyone start before them?
No. First game, first pitch of the year. Everything. And you wonder why no one wants to watch baseball.
They missed the very first batter of the MLB season. You got one job. You got one job.
I'm confused, though. How is that possible?
Maybe Alex Rodriguez went a little too long with one of his takes before the break, but not looking good.
Yeah, but what break if it was the start of the game?
Right.
Fair enough.
What are you doing?
They had a whole pregame show that they were pushing really heavy this whole time.
Oh, great. Yeah, pregame show. Yeah. Awesome.
But everyone takes the field. You show the lower third of the pitcher and his stats from last year, and he toes the rubber, and then you know, the little score bug. Like, how do you miss that?
You think that'd be enough.
Especially for a network that lives and breathes and dies by baseball. Oh, are they still there? They're hanging on to that baseball thing. Hockey, good luck even finding it on their website. But baseball, all over it.
That's going to change, though, Hardy. It's going to be the same thing for hockey once, you know, they're sort of in the groove here on ESPN. It's going to change. They're going to start paying attention to hockey. They have to. And if they don't, the NHL will have a real gripe with them.
All right, I hope you're right.
How do you miss the open?
I don't know. Also, I saw it was T-Bone who told us, but I saw it earlier from Jared Carabas that it is snowing at the Tigers game.
Oh, good.
So, snow in Detroit.
I said this earlier. These are the teams playing today, although there is one cancellation. Nationals are going to be canceled due to COVID. So
Contract tracing,
as Glashine would say.
Contract racing.
That game is out. But listen to this. These are teams scheduled to play today, and they're scheduled to play in places that are not their home ballparks. Houston Astros, Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Rays, LA Dodgers, Arizona Diamondbacks, the Atlanta Braves, and the Toronto Blue Jays, who when they are in Toronto have a dome, but they are currently playing in Florida because they are not allowed to go back to Canada. Canada. Canada not messing around with any COVID. No, thank you. Here are the teams that are scheduled to play at home today, and some, like the Red Sox, are canceled due to weather. D.C., they are canceled due to COVID. But Boston, the Yankees, Detroit, where it is snowing now, Milwaukee, Chicago, Philadelphia, Denver, Cincinnati. Like, these are places where you're saying, guys, it's not that nice there right now.
It's just, you couldn't make it up.
What are you doing?
On top of it all, I don't know if you saw Chris Cotillo, but he came out and said there's not a drop of rain at Fenway Park right
now. Yeah, I know. T-Bone had just said that. It's not raining. It's 40 degrees in Cincinnati today and raining. It's slight light rain, not a heavy rain, but 40 degrees and rain in Cincinnati.
I checked the radar. There's got to be something moving in. I mean, they wouldn't.
If you look at the weather tomorrow, it looks like it's going to be a decent day tomorrow. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's always a day off after the home opener for just such an emergency. So if they can just have a nicer day and get people out to the restaurants and the bars, Good Friday, a lot of people are going to be off anyway. This is probably what they would rather have. Mm. So even if they knew, it's like
Hot dog sales going right down, though. There goes, hey, we're going to sell a lot more meats over there today. Sausages, hot dogs, burgers.
That's right. Can't be messing around with that on Good Friday.
No. Tomorrow, it looks like it's going to be in the mid-40s, and it will be partly cloudy. It's going to be sun, dry, and in the 40s. Better than in the 40s and wet.
Tyler had a good take why they canceled the game today.
Why is that?
So picture, right? Opening day, no one cares about this team right now, right?
Right.
But, you know, everyone's going to tune in for opening day. What happens if you sit down to watch the game, and you have to wait 3 hours while the rain goes? You know, an hour into the game.
You think a lot of people are going to be watching opening day? This is where, again, you and I are going to disagree on some things this season.
Opening day, you're going to get everybody who's just tuning in to tune in. Everyone usually wants to see just the first game. But you put a three-hour rain delay in front of them, that's it. They're not turning on the TV for the rest of the season.
I think they'd be better off with a three-hour rain delay because then you'd have it at a normal hour. The game's going to be at 5 o'clock. That's a good time to start a game. In fact, I would tell them that tomorrow they should put the game at like 3:30. What time are they going to play? 2 again?
Yeah, right at 2.
2:10.
Syracuse checks in over there.
2:11.
With the particulars.
Well, I mean, I guess the time is important. We did lead this segment with missing first pitch.
Time and temperature. Got to make sure you do both of those.
Wow, the radar does not look bad. I mean, if I were looking at this radar and, like, you know, what was supposed to be...
Do you want to go park your ass in a wet seat over at Fenway right now? Like, who wants to do that?
No, I don't want
to. Tomorrow, if it's dry, it's a better day for it.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't want to go tomorrow either. I'm just saying, if you were thinking, like, you could get a ball game in today, right. Yes or no, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah. It doesn't look bad.
I have a question for some season ticket holders for the Red Sox. I talked to one last week who told me, he said, I was able to get three tickets for three games. And I didn't realize he was a season ticket holder. I said, oh, that's pretty great. You get tickets for three games. He goes, well, you know, you get three games when you usually have 81. That's not a lot. I'm like, whoa, wait, you have season tickets? And that's, I guess, the going rate, like the going average is if you're a season ticket holder, Hardy, based on and it could change. They've said, you know, subject to change, more tickets will probably open up.
Yep.
But he said, yeah, I've got three games so far. For the Red Sox.
Wow.
You want
games.
You want this nugget on the snow in Detroit?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Miguel Cabrera. This is Jared Carrabas. Miguel Cabrera just hit the first home run of 2021. He slid into second base because he couldn't see the ball go over the fence as a result of it being a blizzard.
Well, big white flakes, white baseball. I understand.
He hit it out of the park and he slid into second. Uh-huh. And again, just one more reminder for Rob Manfred. And the morons at baseball, you've got open ballparks today in Houston, Arlington, Tampa Bay, L.A., Arizona. You know, warm weather.
Well, there's a wrestling event down in Tampa. They couldn't use the they couldn't use the trop.
My guess is the wrestling event was scheduled after the schedule for the baseball season was announced last summer.
Probably more people will go, too.
More people will be at the wrestling event.
That is true. No, there's no doubt about that. Oof. Did you figure out your master's menu yet?
I'm not doing a master's menu.
I'm going to need that next week.
All right. You do yours first.
Mine's easy. I'll write it out, though, if you want
we'll
me to write
it next
out.
Week.
We'll
That's,
do it next week?
If we do a master's menu segment without Zoe here,
he will be very upset.
Yes. And we'll do it next week.
It's going to be back. A squeezed juice. And then what else?
Coca-Cola with coffee. It's my new obsession.
Are you still drinking that?
I had one earlier.
Is it hard to find? I see it everywhere.
It's not as easy as just finding regular other drinks, but my mother got me like a case of it for my birthday.
It's very nice of her.
Like 50 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Wholesale.
Yeah.
Headlines with Glasheen. We're back with more. Today's takeaways are on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dolak and Bertrand.
The only way you're not coming with us is if we call the police. You have to go.
Scott Dolak, Mark Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jeff in Nashua, thanks for hanging on. What do you got for us today, Jeff?
Hello, gentlemen. Well, I wanted to finish up my thought yesterday on Jimmy G and the 49ers and him coming here. As quarterback situations go, both the Pats and Jimmy G, they don't have any leverage. And as a 49er fan, I feel like if Mike Shanahan and Kyle have found their guy, then I don't know why you would wait. Because I, as a 49er fan, again, I couldn't give two poo emojis about what they gave up to move up. If their first-round picks are going to be low first round, why wait? I mean, I just hope that it's they don't take Mac Jones, you know, unless, of course, Mac Jones is a future Hall of Famer. But Jimmy G is playing for his next contract, so financially it'd be smarter for him to be the mentor, embrace whatever role he gets, and be the good soldier. Now, hopefully, he does have a chip on his shoulder. I want him to be pissed off and channel it and then stay on the field and win. And if not, oh well, because my source, Timmy D, live on location from the Aces Bar on Sutter and Hyde in San Francisco, tells me the word on the street is Jimmy G will be the starter for the 49ers until week 3 or 4, then he'll get hurt. And even if it goes terribly wrong, they'll just release him, and all it ends up costing was a second-round pick, and they went to a Super Bowl. So it worked out for them, so I don't understand Zoe's I do understand where he's coming from. I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Jeff, you can dump the money. You don't have to pay the money, so that could potentially make ownership happy. Oh, we don't have to pay a guy $25 million that we don't believe in? That could be part of it. And the other part is, you say, oh, we only give up a second. What if there's a second to get back and you give up nothing for the time you had him?
Right.
That has to be maybe factored in, too.
But what is the source saying, that he's going to get hurt, or he's nudge, nudge, wink, wink going to get hurt in the third or fourth week? Because if he's playing well, then how are they going to nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you're hurt and can't play? That doesn't make any sense.
Reading from NBC Sports in the Bay Area, they have a couple of theoretical moves that a deal could be done with either the Patriots or the Bears. It says the 49ers, if they were to get a similar price, and he mentions another, this is Matt Maiocco, who we have had on the show before, talking about the Mahomes and the Alex Smith situation and how Smith was dealt to Washington after yep. that year.
Yeah.
And when he was traded, it was for cornerback Kendall Fuller, a third-round pick and a third round pick was Fuller, who he was a third round pick, and a future third round pick. So he says if it were to be a similar trade, and again, I don't agree with that because I think Garoppolo is in a different place than Alex Smith was at and is worth slightly more. But he proposes a similar price for Garoppolo would be Chase Winovich and number 96 overall. For the Bears, a deal could be David Montgomery, running back, and also the 83rd overall pick. I don't know which position they would put more value on. San Francisco, that is.
No, I don't know what their needs are. I also know if I'm San Francisco, I don't take that. No. We'll use our number 3 overall pick. We'll get a quarterback. And for that, no. Rather keep Jimmy for a year and pay him. And if things don't go well, we'll see if the kid's ready. And if not, we'll see where things stand after a year. He's already here. Tough part's done.
What do we think the Patriots have actually offered?
They had to have offered something.
Something. They had to have called and made an offer. What do you think the offer was? Third rounder?
Sure.
And did they get a counter is my other question. What was the counter?
I don't know. They seem pretty chummy down there at the pro day for two sides that are, you know, truly at odds. Leads me to believe that everything's okay. And there's no way I believe they haven't had conversations, despite what San Francisco's saying about them keeping Jimmy Garoppolo and the Patriots, you know, standing where they're. No, I do not believe that. Of course the conversation has taken place.
Mm-hmm. So, well, obviously, keep talking about this and keep taking stock of where things are at. Burt Breer saying it will cost a first rounder. Matt Maiocco saying it could be a third rounder and a player. Let's settle in the middle. Second round pick. Second rounder. Everybody can feel good. You get a second round. You get a top 50 pick for Jimmy G.
You can't have any reservations about that. If you have reservations,
I think that would be a good trade for everybody involved.
But you're in the don't give up number 15 camp for
it's too
for
good
Garoppolo.
Of a pick. It's too good of a pick, and I think that if they go defense with that pick, they're going to hit on that pick, and it's going to be an impact player. And so, do you want to have a couple of years potentially of Jimmy G, who is again no sure thing, but good and better than what they've got? Or do you want to draft a real impact player? 15, that's the best pick they've had in a while.
And I'll grant you just by the sheer number of quarterbacks that are going to go in the top 10, there's going to be some real defensive talent available to you at 15.
What if it's 2 and a 3?
Yes.
Okay. What if it's next year's one? I might be able to get on board with that. We're not going to give you this year's number one pick, but we'll give you next year's.
Which hopefully will be 26.
It'll be a playoff team.
Something like that.
We're hoping to be a playoff team. So yeah. That's going to be in the bottom third of the round.
Yep.
I'd do that.
Yep. Of course. Yeah. You asking me? I'm still willing to give up 15.
You're just ready to give them everything. You just give everything. You're a bad negotiator.
I just...
Is that what you do when you buy a car? Go and you say, you know what?
I'm not
I really like the car, so I'll give you full MSRP. What do you need there? You want all? Sure. Sticker price? That's me. I pay sticker price. I'm a good customer.
Hardy's just sick of that old used car he has.
Right.
Cam Newton.
He can't stand the used car, so it doesn't matter. He's willing to pay full price for the new one.
Well, using the car buying metaphor, you have to be ready to walk off the lot and not get the car. Are you willing to walk out and not getting the car means you have Cam Newton at quarterback for another year? Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. To a degree.
Okay.
When it comes to 15, yeah, I'll walk off the
line. Now, you would think I'd be willing to do that, too, because I made my peace with that weeks ago.
What do you mean you made your peace? With the pick?
I thought that Cam Newton was going to be the starter, and when they signed him even to that modest deal, I thought it was going to happen, and I was still at peace with it until San Francisco gave up everything to move up from 12 to 3. I thought, okay, now it's really in play. But if the Patriots get put to that ultimate test, fine, then walk away. Go with Cam Newton or Jared Stidham for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to take your 15th overall pick to get Garoppolo. Will they walk away and say no?
They will. They will.
I think they probably will, too.
Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead over the Yankees in the second inning.
Hey! How many batters of the second inning did ESPN miss?
I don't know. Detroit up 3-0 on Cleveland. And Miguel Cabrera in a home run and slid into second base as they played the game in a blizzard.
Well, he couldn't see the ball. It's not his fault.
How many baseball games will Tyler, the intern, watch today?
Way too many for my own good.
You get the online package there? You're a subscriber?
I used to be, and then I found an alternative route.
Oh.
Alternative route. I have an alternative route, he says, Hardy. Okay.
By the way, Beetle, I just saw this, and I know you're interested in these types of things.
What is it?
Paul Simon.
What about him?
Has sold his entire song catalog.
What'd he get for it?
Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but he sold it to Sony Music Publishing, and they say he's joining other musicians who have done this recently. Recently, Bob Dylan did it. Bob Dylan sold his back catalog in December to Universal Music Group, and the purchase price widely reported at $300 million.
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan. I don't know who's worth more. I think Bridge Over Troubled Water is probably worth a tidy sum by itself.
Huh. Okay.
Six-decade career. That's a lot of music.
Do you know who made news for being one of the first artists to do this when they were, like, still making music? Who sort of...
Hoobastank.
No, Sheryl Crow sold out her catalog years ago as, like, a current artist. I think was still making, you know, albums. She might probably still making albums now.
Right.
But sold it out. And was like, no, I'm going to sell it out and invest the money in something else. It's worth it to invest the money as opposed to me trying to hope that my songs sell down the road.
All right.
And there were a lot of people, like financial people, who were like, yeah, this is a smart move.
It's like a cash option in the lottery.
Yeah, it's like taking the cash option and then you deciding how you're going to invest your money. Do you want to invest money in a music catalog or do you want to invest money in something else? For us, you know, NFTs. You know, want to invest in the NFTs, Hardy? Can we get our money yet? Where's our money?
So Paul Simon gets all the songs he wrote like in the 70s, plus Graceland, everything from that album. Oh, my God. I bet he gets more than Bob Dylan.
When did Dylan sell his?
December.
Oh, so recently.
Yeah.
$300 million.
I'd pay more for Paul Simon's. I think it's worth more.
There's probably more in there. In terms of individual songs that will sell. I mean, Bob Dylan's got some famous songs, but...
Yeah, but name a Bob Dylan song that he put out after the 70s. Paul Simon was still selling music, you know, into the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm.
You would pay, you know? You'd trade 15 for Garoppolo.
That's right.
Hardy's a guy who pays full price. Business sees Hardy walking in. They say, oh, look at this guy. You know? You got this sucker on the line here. Let's go. Let's get to today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Who has the read for this? Is it me? All right.
Oh, hey.
Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you want to embrace the warm upcoming months and be a little lighter, be a little healthier.
Lighter and healthier you.
It all starts with that one call. Or the form fill, as they say, by just going to awaken180.com. It's really easy. You put in your info. If you want them to give you a call, they will do that. Zoe sits there and stares at that and says, form fill out.
Fill out a form.
Fill out. No, it's easy. You just go to their website, awaken180.com. Really easy to do. It all starts with that phone call. Oh. Well, then, I guess we're done.
The long sponsor.
What was the takeaway going to be?
Go to ISIS. Hey, it was good being with you guys today.
Thank you, Brandon Glasheen. Brandon Glasheen. One of those Brendan Brandons.
The show, we're
actually
done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's done, dude.
Oh.
You can go home now.
What was the takeaway?
That was it.
ISIS. You saying ISIS. That's it.
Ongoing contract tracing in the Nationals organization.
That one, too.
Felger and Maz next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.